A few months ago, I started training for my first ever half marathon, and it has been an incredible experience so far. Today, I'm going to tell you about five, there are more, but just five of the life lessons that I have been reminded of as I begin to train for this half marathon. So welcome to the Live Your Yes Life podcast. I am one of your co-hosts, Kayla Jetta. This is where we share channel thoughts, discussions, and interviews on what it takes to go from dreaming and wishing to actively living your yes life. As we get in today, I'm going to be talking less about running. Well, I am going to talk about running, but more as running has really been the catalyst for me in these last few months that are really providing a beautiful place for me to reflect on my life in general and my goals for this life. So if you are not a runner, this podcast is totally for you. And if you are, it is too, because I'm really going to be sharing with you some important lessons or reminders that you can take and apply to whatever your goals are right now. As I often do when I am sharing a new podcast episode with you, I love for you to think about one of the dreams or desires that has been on your heart. And just a reminder, for me, the difference between dreams and desires is that a dream is something that's transformational. Upon realizing this dream, our life is going to be transformed once and for all. And a desire is something that's a little bit closer to home. It's something that might create change, but not necessarily a once and for all transformation. We often step into and give ourselves our desires on the way to our dreams. So I would love for you to think about either a desire or a dream that you've had, so you have that top of mind as we go through this podcast together today. And I also want to start by sharing with you about what had me come to this decision to run a half marathon, because you may be surprised to hear that it is not something that I consciously chose for myself at first, and that I didn't have it as a goal or a dream that I've been thinking about for a while, but apparently my subconscious did. So I have not held the identity of a runner for many years. I think the last time that I was actively running on a somewhat regular basis was in 2017, 2018, and it's 2024 now. So that's a good amount of time that I have not run really at all. And I certainly, if someone would have said, Kayla, do you consider yourself a runner? I would say absolutely not. And years ago when I was a runner, the farthest that I had ever run was 7 miles. My mom and I actually, we did a relay of a half marathon. So I ran the first 7 miles, she ran the last 6, and that's how we were able to complete it together. So the furthest that I have ever run was 7. And I remember at that time thinking, that's it. That was good for me. That required a lot from me physically, mentally, emotionally. And I feel like I'm at my max and I'm tapped out. And in the years since, I have not really missed running or been craving it or had any ideas that I wanted to start back up. But something was happening over last fall and winter where I kept hearing about either people signing up for a half marathon, or it would somehow just come in my space. Like I would see something on Instagram about it, or I would drive past a running shoe store. And I kept having these little thoughts like, maybe you should run a half marathon. And every time that little thought came, I would just brush it aside and think, no, thank you. No, ma'am. Not interested. Not signing up. Not going to be choosing that adventure for myself. And in a 48-hour period, it just came to me 3 times. And on the 3rd time, I thought, okay, I cannot ignore this anymore. I don't know if this resonates for you, but I often feel like spirit is spoon-feeding me my dreams. And what I mean by that is that I am just being presented so clearly, this is the path, this is the dream, this is what we're putting on your heart from God and my spiritual team. And so I felt like I can't look away. It was totally a game of Spirit Says. You remember playing Simon Says as a kid? This was a game of Spirit Says where God was saying, okay, Kayla, I'm going to put this on your heart. I am asking you to follow this dream because there's something here for you. Will you choose it? And so finally, when it came to me 3 times in this 48-hour period, I surrendered to the vision that had in fact been placed on my heart. And I said, okay, I'm going to really choose this for me. So this takes me into today, I'm going to share 5 of the lessons on life that I have been being reminded of as I train for this half marathon. And that story brings us right into the first lesson, which is number one, valuing commitment over preference. So in order to even choose that this is something that I was going to sign up for myself, I had to ask myself, what is my commitment? What is my commitment in life? What is my commitment to myself? And my commitment to myself is to have a rich experience of life. It's to have incredible experiences. It's to try new things. It's to get out of my comfort zone. And it is really to honor whatever my soul's desire is. And so as this desire was coming to me again and again and again, I asked myself, okay, what is my commitment? And even though I wouldn't say that I would prefer to run a half marathon, that at first it didn't really seem like something was exciting or that I wanted to necessarily sign up for, I am committed to honoring my commitment. And so that's the reason that I chose to take on this desire for myself of running a half marathon. And my half marathon isn't till October. I'm recording this episode live and it's coming out in March of 2024. And I started training in January. So I have a long, like a 9-10 month training ramp that I'm giving myself. I'm gonna talk about that in a minute. Lesson number one was commitment over preference. And so once I honored my commitment to live a rich life, honor my soul's desires, now I get to continue to repeat commitment over preference on a daily basis. Because I've got to tell y'all, there are days when I would prefer to sleep in, or when I would prefer to not go out in the cold, or when I would prefer to not do whatever the run or the workout is on my training schedule, or when I would prefer to stay up late and read the delicious book that I'm into. And yet I know that sleep would be honoring my bedtime and getting a great night's sleep is going to be the most important. And so I'm really anchoring into this practice of commitment over preference, that I am aware of my preferences. I'm allowed to have preferences and I choose to honor the deeper commitment. And so the deepest commitment that I have to my life is to have rich experiences, to honor my soul, to try new things. And the commitment that I have to myself is to follow my training plan so that I can create the most health, vitality, well-being, and support for myself instead of getting to this marathon in a way that feels draining, exhausting, like it's out of integrity, out of alignment because I wasn't really honoring the setup that would really have me show up for this half marathon in the most nourished way possible. So that's lesson number one, is commitment over preference. And I would love for you to reflect on your own life. How is this going? What is the big picture commitment that you have for you and your life? And are the desires or dreams that you've been holding, do those honor the big picture commitments? Or are they more of a preference? Just get curious around that. And then once you've made whatever commitment it is to your desire or your dream, are you allowing yourself to continuously choose to be recommitted? Or do you find that you are opting out of that commitment because of preference? So take a look and get curious at that for yourself. Here's the second lesson on life that I have been reminded of as I'm training for this half marathon. It's that slow and steady wins the race. And friends, if you could see me out there running, you would know that I am taking this advice, okay? My medicine right now is slow and steady wins the race. Slow and steady wins the race. I know, and I am working with a support team, which I'm going to talk about in a little bit. That's actually number four, to help me create this plan. What I know is that slowly building up and adding to my distances and my speed and all of the training that I'm doing is best done by slowly building and ramping it up than trying to just go for gold right away and find that it takes every ounce of me and I'm not able to show up for myself the next day. And also that really prioritizing my recovery is so important. And I am reminded how true this is about life. No matter what your goal is, what your dream is, if it's around a relationship, if it's around your health and well-being, if it is a dream that you have for your business, if it's a desire that you have around money or savings or your schedule, the same lesson applies. Slow and steady wins the race. Something that Lisa and I often say is that the bigger the transformation, the smaller the steps we take. We go bite-sized steps, one step at a time, because that's what really allows us to build a strong foundation that we can grow from. instead of if we try to just, you know, gun it, like pedal to the metal, give it our all, we're going to exhaust ourselves and we're going to need so much time to recover that we take ourselves out. And so instead, when we focus on building one step at a time and prioritizing recovery, we can continue to steadily grow, which is so important. So I want you to think about whatever the dream or desire that you have is and check in for yourself. Are you giving yourself permission to steadily grow? Slow and steady wins the race. Are you giving yourself recovery, whatever that means or looks like for your desire? Or are you trying to go all out? And this is maybe something you've tried before, like you've tried to go all out and it doesn't work. I want to give you a few examples of things I've talked about recently with my clients and with my friends. So I had a client telling me that she really wants to revolutionize what her and her family eat. And that instead of just grabbing a lot of fast food, eating out, kind of making a decision on the spot, what she'd really like to do is be able to make a meal plan, grocery shop, and do meal prep so that there are healthy choices in the home that have been pre-planned. And we talked about that what a lot of people might do is they try to go all in right away. They tried to, in 1 week, say, okay, we're now going to eat every single meal at home. Here's the meal plan. We're going to grocery shop for all of these new ingredients and foods that we might have not ever had before. We're going to spend hours and hours on a Sunday making all the meals and have it all there. And our conversation was that probably is not going to be super successful because the reason is it's going to be way overwhelming. It is going to take so long. It's going to be so many new things that after we do it 1 week, we're going to think, wow, that was a lot of work. Do I really want to keep doing that week after week? So instead, a better option to go slow and steady would be something like just meal planning for Monday. So we'll still let Tuesday through Friday be how it's been, but on Sundays, we're just going to meal plan for Monday. We're going to say, what are the three meals we're going to have on Monday? We're going to get the groceries and we're going to pre-plan or par cook those things. Or maybe we do Monday and Tuesday, but we're going to start slow. Or maybe we just do lunches and we say, okay, these are the two lunch options that we're going to have for the week. We're going to get the groceries, pre-make it, and have just the lunch options be there. And what we know is that by just taking that one small step at a time, we will have a win in that. We will celebrate how good that felt, how easy that felt, and we can add on slowly week after week. And then in that example, what recovery would look like is that we still have dinners that we can go and grab because that's what we're used to. It's still honoring that kind of coming back to the old pattern so we're not just interrupting it all at once, okay? The third lesson on life that I'm being reminded of as I train for the half marathon is that variety is necessary. Variety is necessary. So it is not going to work for me to go out and do the exact same run every single day. My body is not going to respond to that well. If it has this monotonous routine where I'm only using these specific muscles instead of training all of my muscles and putting in a lot of variety. And so I am working with my trainers on how I'm doing some longer runs, some short runs, some runs that are focused on speed, some runs that are focused on recovery, some runs that are focused on really slowing down and paying attention to my form and my endurance. And not only am I doing all these different kind of runs, but I'm also doing all different kind of strength training. So I'm in the gym lifting weights with my trainer. I'm doing yoga, I'm stretching, I'm foam rolling. I'm doing a lot of recovery between infrared sauna, massages, dry needling. I'm changing up the variety in my nutrition. So there's so much variety happening. And I want to invite you to think about this for your dream or desire as well. How can you integrate some variety? So if there's a specific action that you're needing to take towards your dream or desires, can you shake it up? Can you change it up? Can you introduce variety so that it stays something that is calling to you rather than becoming monotonous? We want to stay committed. And one of the great ways we can do that is by introducing variety. Okay, so think about what that would look like for you. The fourth lesson on life that I'm being reminded of as I train for this half marathon is that I get to be supported. I get to be supported. So even though running may seem like it's a solo sport, that at the end of the day, it is going to be me there running this race, I get to be deeply supported. And so I have been allowing myself to have that support from all of the things from my running shoes and running attire that I'm supported with shoes that are going to quite literally support me and the running gear that's weather appropriate so I can get out and move my body on my run days. I get to be supported by my husband, who makes my breakfast for me every morning and makes sure that I have the nutrition and nourishment that I need. I get to be supported by my friends and family who are cheering me on and who are signing up for these races with me. And I get to be supported by my team of coaches. So this looks like everything from the Peloton Run app that I do, from my personal trainer, from my massage therapist, from my physical therapist. All these people are on my team to help me be deeply supported. And I want for you to think about, what is the kind of support that is necessary while you are bringing your desires and dreams to life? Maybe there are some specific resources. Like for me, the resources are the shoes, the running clothes, the Peloton outdoor run app, my sunglasses that have the earbuds built right into them. Y'all, this is just a shameless plug. I bought the Ray-Ban Meta sunglasses and it was a game changer. So if you are doing any outdoor activities, I highly recommend them, okay? This is not a paid advertisement. It's just something that's been really helpful for me. So these are resources. What are the specific resources that you may need to bring your dreams or desires to life? And will you let yourself choose to be supported in that way? And then who are the people that also get to be resources and get to be on your team? And these might be friends or family members that are cheering you on. It may be that you get to hire a coach of some kind or work with a therapist or go through a course or join a coaching community. Shout out to our Facebook group, the Live Your Yes Life community. This is a great resource to plug into. And our coaching program that's called The Circle, which could be an excellent resource. The very thing that we do in The Circle is we help our clients look at what is their dream. What are the desires and what is your dream? And how do we support you to have your own personal breakthroughs to bring that dream to life? So these are another great options of resources that you may want to look into and pour into. And the fifth lesson on life that I'm being reminded of as I train for this half marathon is that continuing to reinvest is key. So it wasn't just the one investment of the one time I bought the new running shoes and the one time I bought a new pair of workout pants and a jacket and the one personal training session and the 1 month that I paid for the Peloton app. It's not just the one-time investments. It's that every month, every week, every day, I get to reinvest in myself. I'm wearing these running pants a lot, y'all. I am out on a consistent basis. So I get to consistently buy new leggings that I am working out in. And I just got to buy another new pair of tennis shoes because I'm putting a lot of mileage on them. And I get to reinvest in the recovery and well-being sessions. And I get to work with my personal trainer again and again and again. I get to continue reinvesting in myself with physical dollars and also with my time. I get to invest my time and I get to energetically invest as I am talking myself up as I go through this process. So what does that look like for you? If you are going to continually reinvest in your desires or your dreams, what are the things that you are investing in? And this goes hand in hand with support. And can we see that the path to our desires or our dreams is not a checkbox. It's not a one and done. It is something that we stay the course for, that we get to continuously reinvest in. So what are the dollar investments that you get to make? What are the time investments? What are the energetic investments that you get to make to set yourself up for success for whatever your dream or your desire is? Y'all, I would love for you to come over to our Facebook group. It's called Live Your Yes Life. Let me know that you listened to this episode and tell me what is the dream or desire that you have right now and which one of these five is going to be important for you to pay attention to. Again, they are commitment over preference, slow and steady wins the race, variety is necessary, I get to be supported, and continuing to reinvest is key. And I want to be sure that you are in the private Facebook group that we have. It's the same name as this podcast. It's called Live Your Yes Life, because coming up, we are bringing an awesome masterclass to that Facebook group. It's going to be happening on Tuesday, April 9th. If you're listening to this after the fact, you can still get the replay there. And it is called the Love Story Masterclass. This is where we are going to teach you how to have an empowered relationship with what you most want. So what is it that you most want? Money, time, self-love, whole body health, a romantic relationship, a deepening into a current relationship, more sales in your business? If you are currently feeling like your relationship between you and whatever it is that you most want is more of a drama than a love story, this masterclass is for you. And you're gonna turn in to learn these three things. Number one, why it is that you've currently got the drama that you've got. Number two, the four key ingredients for every love story. And number three, the first step to rewrite your love story today. So I hope that you will join us in the Live Your Yes Life Facebook group so that you can tune in for the Love Story Masterclass happening on Tuesday, April 9th. It has been such an honor to be with you. I look forward to seeing you in the Facebook group and hearing which of these five lessons on life that you are going to apply to your dreams and desires. Thank you for tuning in and subscribing and coming back week after week. It's such an honor to support you. Bye.